The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Bill Friday with another interview with Giorgio Mammoliti. How's that? That's better. That's better than last time.
You got it.
Every time I look at your name, I have a heart attack.
I
don't know whether I'm going to say this right or not. Anyway, good to see you.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Bill. You're so calming.
I think we did have an interview a while ago, and it was well received by everybody. And I think it's time that we talk to you again, because there's some perhaps political happenings coming along, and I also wanted to talk about something called the gala that you're organizing. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, one of the things that I was asked to do by a group of people that came to me when they realized I was living in Wasaga Beach is really some advice. And the first advice I gave to a group of people who really didn't know how to get the messaging out to town hall that they wanted without it being scattered. The first bit of advice I gave them was, first of all, you don't know each other. They didn't know each other. And they're sending all kinds of scattered messages across, asking town hall to do certain things that they weren't doing or that they didn't agree with, and they wanted to be heard. And so you can't have a scattered approach to arguments, right? Or bringing forward arguments. So I suggested start a rapier association. And what that will do is it'll bring people together that don't know each other, and they'll quickly get to know each other. And it'll also allow you an ability to structure yourself as a community to be the voice of the ratepayer association for the ratepayers. And so they did that, and they're doing a marvelous job of it, but they need money.
You're talking about the Ratepayers Association here in Wasaga Beach.
Yes.
Perhaps you could sort of fill in who's actually running that
so association. Two people that came to me initially were Ron and Faye Eagle, who suggested that a number of things be looked at town hall. And while they didn't know the players that are actually involved now with the Ratepayer Association, they've become good friends. And so Faye decided that she would take on the role of president in the Ratepayer Association. And she picked, the cream of the crop in Wasaga Beach to be a part of her team. So they started a Ratepayer Association. It's called the Wasaga Beach Ratepayer Association Incorporated. They've actually incorporated.
Well, it is incorporated. Yeah.
It's incorporated, and there's logic and reason behind that, because in fact, many of the things that they're going to be doing and doing, they need to be professional at, and an incorporation will bring that feel to what I think they're going to accomplish. They will be very well respected at the end of the day by not only town hall but the rest of the province. And they're moving in a very simple way, but forceful way, and that's led by Faye Eagle. Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's great. Now, obviously, you were involved in the birth of this organization in some way.
Advice. And I'm to this day still answering questions in terms of how to structure it, how to create the best possible ratepayer association that will be arm's length to politicians and will be the voice for the taxpayer, and that's what they're doing right now. I'm not involved in the executive, but periodically I'll get a phone call to say, hey, we're about to structure this committee. How do you think we should do this, right? And so that's really the role that I'm playing.
Okay.
I raised money for them at the beginning of this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You'll recall that I started a GoFundMe page.
Yes.
Initially to try to work a scenario in that we could defend some of the things as a community that were going on at Town Hall. And then the Ratepayer Association was born. So we decided to move in a Ratepayer Association kind of form. And immediately at that point, I switched the name of the page. I didn't switch the name of the page. I switched the name of the person that was responsible for the money. So I took my name off and put the Ratepayer Association on, and then they transferred the money directly into their account when they were born. And that's that was something else I was involved with, was to raise that money for them.
What, in your opinion, is how does Town Hall feel about the Ratepayers Association?
They're threatened. They're threatened by them for the wrong reasons. They think that they're political when they're not. It's an organization that made up of individuals that are frustrated with lack of transparency. They're made up of people that want to defend their property tax dollar and how it's spent. And they're made up of people who have lived in Wasaga Beach forever and want Wasaga Beach to be known for what it was in the early days. And they feel like the Town Hall has lost control of Wasaga Beach. So they're a group of very passionate residents who want to do it on their own. And Town Hall feels threatened by them because they are now organized and have a voice. And they're very quiet but loud at the same time.
You're saying that Town Hall shouldn't be threatened by them.
They should work with them.
Is
that yeah, right? There shouldn't be a single decision that's made without some kind of, especially when it comes to spending money, but there shouldn't be any decisions really made at Town Hall without giving at least an option for consultation. And they should be front and center with that consultation. And they want to be, but they feel like almost shut out at this point too, because they are, Town Hall is feeling threatened and are in somewhat shutting them down, even before they started. But they're not going to shut this group down. They're just very effective at what they want and how they're going to get there. And I think you're going to see some real action with this group in the near future. But consultation is important. And if you can't consult with your residents and your taxpayers, who are you going to consult with? Right? And so they feel threatened.
They are the ones that pay their salaries. Is that correct?
It's funny because when there's too much leadership, when there's too much of one leader, I should rephrase that. With power, sometimes comes a whole slew of problems. And in this town, you can't have a town run by one person. And there seems to be a culture of that in Wasaga Beach. And I think that this Ratepayer Association has kind of had enough of that kind of leadership and are doing certain things in a very diplomatic way to point that out, right?
Okay, now let's sort of switch the angle here. I understand that there's a party or a something going on in November, around the end of November. Is that right?
Yeah, one of the things that I did promise the Ratepayer Association is that I would do everything I can to help them, and in striking the organization the way they did, they kept me around for fundraising and, you know, that sort of thing. And I agreed that I would help them as much as I can. So we together have agreed that they would allow, after a very generous suggestion by the owners of the golf course at Marwood, to host an event. They're hosting a fundraiser for the Ratepayer Association. And of course, all of us are doing our best to try to sell tickets and get this thing sold out and to bring as much money as possible to the Ratepayer Association.
So this is on November the 30th. What night is that?
It's on a Saturday night.
On a Saturday night.
Saturday night. The hosts have decided that they're going to bring a different flavor to this event. It's a formal event, and people are going to love to be dressed up.
Formal, you mean black tie?
No, it won't be a black tie, but it'll be short of a black tie. It'll be a suit and tie event with the women dressing up in their favorite dresses, and there'll be a live band that they can dance to. It's called the White Diamond event, so everything is going to be white in the hall. The meal is going to be better than you could possibly imagine. I won't give away any secrets there, but one of the things I can promise is that from the moment you park your car to the moment that you leave, it'll almost feel like 5 or 10 seconds has gone by. It's going to be the most wonderful experience that I think a lot of people have had in a long time. We're bringing that flavor with this event through, of course, Alex and Sandy at the golf course.
Well, that sounds like a very good evening. Do you have any details about the cost?
So the cost is $100 a ticket.
So that's like $200 a couple, is that
$200
right?
$200 a couple. There is an opportunity for corporate donations, and we're pushing hard on the corporate donation side so that anyone that is interested in donating to the event can do it through a corporate donation, and a lot of people are coming through with respect to that. And to be perfectly honest, if it weren't for the corporate donations, we wouldn't be able to keep it as cheap as it is at $100 a ticket. And we're putting emphasis on the fact that we want local people to come to the event. Even though you're going to have some extra guests that may or may not have even been up to Wasaga Beach in the past, who knows. But a lot of people are contributing corporately to the event.
Now, what is this for, any particular fund? There's going to be some money left over, maybe, is that right?
Well, anything that's left over is going to be the reason that they're hosting the party is to give it over to the Rapier Association. So it's in fact a fundraiser for the Rapier Association and for them to continue their good work. They need money. And if it works this year, then they're going to have, I think they'll be excited to have one every year at the same time. We'll see how this goes, right? But it's been a pleasure working with both Alex and Sandy at the golf club and working with a whole team of people that are hopefully going to raise enough money for the Rapier Association.
So it's going to be sort of a high-class event, then, basically.
Yeah, it's different. But then again, a lot of people are saying that I'm a little different, too. So it kind of brings a little bit of my flavor out. There's no question about that. But why not? You know, it's different. It's a little different.
That's good. That's good. Tell me a little bit about your thoughts for the future.
In Wasaga Beach?
I'm really talking about the political aspirations of Juan Giorgio, if we can.
Well, I'll tell you what. At this particular moment, I can't give you a definite anything. I might be able to do it in a month or so.
Like November the 30th.
Well, you never know what might come out of my mouth on November the 30th. But I promise everybody that there'll be a little something in the way of a speech by me on that night. But I can tell you that if... ask me another question, Bill. Ask me if I were the mayor today, what I see as our issues.
Well, that was coming, but since you asked me to ask that, if you were mayor of Wasaga Beach, tell me what your thoughts would be right at this point.
I've been asked by many to consider, and I have made up my mind. I won't say what I'm doing yet, because I've still got to cross some T's and dot my I's on a personal end, but I will soon. But what I have done, Bill, is I have analyzed Wasaga Beach as best I can, remembering that I grew up here. It's not just the last 10 years I've been here. I came up as a child. We talked about that the last time. So it means a lot to me. I think Wasaga Beach has lost its way in many respects. I don't think anybody would argue with me when I say that economically we're not there. And if I was the mayor, I would quickly implement an economic plan that would bring business back to Wasaga Beach in a meaningful way and in a hurry. I would want to categorize myself perhaps even as the Mel Lastman of Wasaga Beach in making sure that the rest of the world knew who we were. And I think I can do that effectively. So economics is important, and bringing jobs to Wasaga Beach. Those kids that we all know that are growing up in Wasaga Beach need an education and need jobs. And for me, jobs would be front and center. Not only for the kids, but for the single mothers that we've got in town as well. Getting people off of welfare, for me, would be very important, and you do that with jobs. So bringing the private sector to the table would provide that. I think that it's really clear to me that that is first and foremost on an agenda. If I were the mayor, I'd be talking about how I would bring those jobs to the table. I think that we've lost our way with respect to an agenda. And so I think that what's been going on after the fire has hurt us to a large degree. You've got a group of people that I see that would rather keep status quo the way it is, or keep Wasaga in status quo, meaning that the economy would be at a standstill. We'd get poorer as time goes on, and we'd have no hope. And so I think that we would need to deal with an agenda that was much like the agenda that the last administration had brought forward, but only I would do it in a different way. I wouldn't just parcel off a piece of land. I would say, this is the agenda for all of Wasaga Beach. This corner has been approved for the future to have this kind of development on it. This corner we're protecting because it's historical. And by the way, I would also incorporate a very important historical agenda to the table. We have to honor the past in Wasaga Beach, and you'd see that for me if I were the mayor. And so you've got to come up with a much larger kind of plan that says, here, the rest of the world, here we are, we want you to invest, we want you to build, we want you to make it what it once was, and more. Very simple thing that I would do, very simple thing that wouldn't cost us much money at all, is I would take advantage of that sunset. And believe it or not, little things like this would attract the rest of the world. All you have to do is build some bleachers for free, so people wouldn't have to pay to sit down every night and watch the sunset with their loved one, or with a girlfriend, or with a boyfriend, or whatever it is. And it's little things like this that can make a big difference. Capitalize on the largest freshwater beachfront in the world and let everybody know that we're here. Attract them. We've lost that attraction. Right? It's here, but we've lost our way. And lastly, education. I think we need a high school. If I were the mayor, I'd build that high school. I'd get it built. And if government doesn't want to build it, we'll find somebody else that will. Our children deserve more in Wasaga Beach. So education, jobs, their parents deserve more. Education for the children and jobs for themselves too. Manufacturing, we have to do a lot better in Wasaga Beach. We have to attract the bigger companies so that they'll manufacture their products and give us the jobs that we can be proud of. That's how to make Wasaga Beach whole again. You're not going to just do it with development. You've got to do it with a much larger kind of plan that brings people to us that aren't just retired, that brings us people that want to work and want to raise their families here. And you can't do that without a school either. So I think we've lost our way. And as if I was the mayor, I'd have a full-fledged plan that would be family-orientated, respect and defend our residents and protect them with everything, and have an economic plan that would bring visitors back the way we were used to at one point or another.
It's been a nice conversation with you, Giorgio, and certainly we've touched on a lot of things here. We've touched on the Ratepayers Association, and we've touched on the gala, and we've touched on what you would do if you were mayor, and we'll have to read it in the paper, in Beach Booster papers.
Well, I can guarantee you this, you'll be the first to know. I pledged to the Beach Booster that I would let you know first, and I promise that I will. And I just, as I said, I just got to spend a couple more days just crossing some T's and dotting some I's, but I'm ready to make that announcement.
Good stuff. Now, I just want to wish you all the best with your gala, because not only is it going to be quite an evening with everybody dressed up, even with a tie, I'm sure, and the Ratepayers Association are going to be the beneficiary of that evening.
Yes, they
as
are.
Well.
And I have to say this, I'm lucky. I'm the guest speaker that night. Alex and Sandy, in hosting the event, because they are the hosts, they have honored me with the privilege of speaking that night. And so I've got a lot to say, I think, with respect to...
Yeah, we should say their last name as well, I think. We've said Sandy and Alec,
yeah.
But their last name is...
Smardankas, of course.
Yeah, of course.
I think everybody knows them by their name, but you're right. we have to say their last name. But they're the hosts. They've agreed to host the night. It's their gala, and they've honored me with the ability to be the guest speaker that night. And, of course, we're all doing our bit to sell tickets, so...
And the tickets are $100 a person.
$100 a person.
Or $200 a couple, if you're going to bring your best friend.
You know what they've done as well? They don't want anybody drinking and driving. So they've actually got shuttles for people that they can take to the event, and they'll take them home as well.
No kidding.
No
wow.
kidding. Yeah, it's they've gone all out, and... And I think that's really important. It sends a very loud message to anybody that wants to drink as well. And they can stay a little longer if they want, right? They don't have to leave after dinner. And there's going to be all kinds of prizes, I think, or at least not a silent auction, but a live auction, which will raise some money too. But there's some dancing, and we're bringing back disco. Disco and that whole era. So it's going to be a fun night, I think. I can't wait, actually. I'm going to do a little drinking myself that night.
sure. Well, not too much, Jordan.
No, not
too much. I do want to thank you for coming in today and doing this interview. It's about time we got together again, and I appreciate that. And whatever you do in the future, best wishes to you.
I promise I'm going to let you know very soon.
Okay. Yeah. You're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.